Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Jen off today. She'll be back tomorrow, so I will be filling in for her with the Schmig, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and get the summer free.
Summer free
makes you feel fine. For a limited time. All right, big story. Lane something won American Idol.
I caught a little bit of it.
I didn't watch it.
By accident.
I saw Katy Perry performing with Daddy Yankee.
Oh.
And it was a highly entertaining performance.
That's good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I think it was mostly in Spanish, but it was a great song.
Yeah.
Just a feel-good song.
I just saw too much of that guy who was helping out Seacrest, and I was like, oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So Lane something won it. Moving on. The biggest story today is, and Kevin's having a hard time trying to avoid anything, Game of Thrones series finale. I will not give you any spoilers because I don't have any to give, so don't worry about that. But I did see online a lot of people disappointed, so I don't know what that means. I'm just telling you from fans, people are angry.
People have been disappointed with this whole season.
Kevin wasn't, though.
I'm not, so far.
I don't think I am either. I'm just, you know, it's been such a... They've given us so much. There's no good way to end all this stuff. But yeah, people are disappointed.
Well, the internet dug up... I don't know who dug this up, but the original New York Times review of Game of Thrones from 2011.
Really?
And it's brutal. It calls the show boy fiction that it has been patronizingly turned out to reach the population's other half, Playboy TV-style plot points, costume drama, sexual hopscotch. If you're not averse to the Dungeons and Dragons aesthetic, the series might be worth the effort. If you are nearly anyone else, you will hunger for HBO to get back to the business of languages for which we already have a dictionary.
Wow.
Oh my God.
By the way, Game of Thrones, they've won 47 Emmys so far, more than any other drama in history.
I wonder if that actual guy got on board and was like, now he watches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was out there when it first premiered.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing like it.
It still blows my mind that one of the most popular shows of all time is about the things that it's about. You know, fire-breathing dragons and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes. And a lot of the actors and actresses took to Instagram and Twitter to just thank everyone and thank the character that they got to play.
Lena Headey.
No, there's no L.
Lena Headey.
Yeah.
Lena Headey?
It always confuses me.
Yeah, it confuses me too.
Amelia Clark, Sophie Turner, they all went online. You could see a couple of them online at 198.com.
Amelia Clark.
Amelia, it's not Clark.
That one does have a
My name's Mark with a C. Clark. That petition, by the way, that asked it for someone to redo Game of Thrones now has 1.1 million signatures. Roy Wood Jr., he's a correspondent comedian for The Daily Show, and he did a 5-minute recap of the whole series. There's lots of cursing, but I can play a tiny bit for you.
So Game of Thrones is basically a show about how you can't trust nobody with blonde hair.
There you go.
He's funny. He's coming to town.
Yeah, we've had him in studio before.
Great.
He was delightful. Kelly Clarkson is going to be singing the national anthem this weekend at the Indy 500.
Oh, cool.
She's done the national anthem at the Super Bowl once, but she's going to do it for the third time at the Indianapolis 500.
She can sing, it turns out.
Yeah, she has.
Kelly Clarkson.
She does a great Star Spangled Banner, doesn't she?
Yep.
Foreigner, Kool & the Gang are headlining their pre-race fun, and Zach Brown Band's going to be there the day after. Kim and Kanye, we now know the name of the baby. Psalm.
Psalm?
With a P? Silent P, silent L. Psalm.
Wait, P, silent L would be Sam.
No, but they said it's pronounced Psalm. I'm just telling you.
Weird.
Like somber. Both of them read the Bible regularly. Kanye loves the books of poetry of the Bible. It's the longest book in the Bible, Psalms is, but Kanye believes that there's a lot of wisdom. And some people are pointing out that, oh, okay, why do the boys get biblical names like Saint and Psalm, but the girls get names off of MapQuest? Very funny line. If you go to Y98.com, you can see Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship again, just a few months after he won the one here in St. Louis, and you get to see him deny his girlfriend a kiss before he goes out for the final round. But then there's another video of him giving her a kiss when he wins the final round.
Brooks. Come on, man.
Tonight on TV, The Voice, part one of their live finale, and the third season premiere of Beat Shazam, which is a fun show, except for I would never be a contestant on that show because they make you dance and look dumb.
Mm-hmm.
We need more enthusiasm. I can't
do it.
It's
not your style.
Fourth season finale of DC's Legends of Tomorrow on the CW, and James Corden's Carpool Karaoke Primetime Special, 9 o'clock on CBS. Celine Dion is the featured guest this year.
On Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah.
That I kind of want to
see. It's the Primetime Special, so it'll be on at 9 o'clock, CBS. All right. Yesterday, Scooter Braun, is that his name? Justin Bieber's manager. He posted a picture of Justin Bieber's first album. It celebrated their 10-year anniversary one time on Saturday. And he posted like a thank you. And by the way, Woodstock 50 is less of a train wreck now. They secured a new financial backer. And there's no word when tickets might go on sale, but it's looking like they're trying to fix it.
Like this summer, the same dates and everything.
Yep, everything.
Wow.
And that is your Schmig. Tim will have Schmig duties in the second at 8:37. And you can always get it in podcast form at 198.com. All right, Lance, I got a call. I don't know if it's the same one Kevin took earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa called with a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
270 southbound at Manchester.
Yeah, I think that's the one that Rob called in about 75 minutes or so ago. Yeah, we already added that to the tally, but it never hurts to double check with us, whether you call us on the request lines or you tweet at me straight.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Join now and you get the whole summer for free.
Summer free makes you feel fine.
I'm not going to keep you guys waiting any longer. We teased it. Update on people who have been in my Altima. Congratulations. Happy couple just got engaged, and at least half of them have been in my Altima. Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson got engaged. So congratulations.
Wow.
To them, that's the only news I have about people who have been in my Altima.
And so it was Colin Jost?
Yes.
Okay.
We did a comedy show together. He was in there.
She can still go by ScarJo.
I didn't even think about that. She probably won't change her name anyway, but that's interesting.
I know, and it always bothers me anyway.
She could be ScarJojo now. That'd be pretty good. So they've been dating for a few years. This is her third marriage,
I didn't realize.
She was married to... I forgot she was married to Ryan Reynolds.
I did, too.
Right. For a little bit.
Yeah.
And then somebody else before that.
And now, after that, I think. That's who she has a child with.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now Colin.
A journalist, I believe.
But congratulations to them. We talked about it earlier in Schmig, but Kim and Kanye, we finally have a name for their newest child. Psalm. Like biblical Psalm, because they're very religious. They talk about that quite a bit. Really into stuff. So now they've got Psalm. Silent P.
Psalm. Saint, Chicago, and West. North.
North. West. Northwest. I like Chicago. Anyway, so congratulations to them as well. Lots of stuff online, Y98.com, about the Game of Thrones finale. No spoilers. We're not going to do any spoilers. But you will learn a lot of interesting things, including this. Kevin, I bet you didn't know this. I got to find it. So, Sir Bronn of the Blackwater, you know that guy?
Yes, yes. Who's basically the bodyguard to Tyrion.
Lots of different people, yeah. And then
Sir Bronn of the Blackwater.
And then Cersei, played by Lena Headey, I think is how you say it.
I heard they dated at one time. Is that true?
Yes. And do you know they're not in any scenes together throughout the entire show because they hate each other so much?
Wow.
Whoa.
And these are two like pretty big characters. Jerome Flynn is the name of the guy who plays Bronn, and then Lena Headey plays Cersei. Never appeared in the same scene together because of a breakup that they had years before Game of Thrones.
Before it even started?
Oh, that's right, because there's a scene last season where they're all going to meet to go see one of the living dead. One of the White Walkers. And they send Bronn somewhere else, so he's not in that scene.
Right, and think about, there's a scene more recently where she kind of has a proposition for Bronn to go do something,
right,
to go take care of some people. And if you remember, it's her hand that goes and makes that proposition, when normally you would totally think it was her
hand.
Her right-hand man.
I thought you meant just her hand had capabilities of going places.
That's a show.
Oh, Courtney.
You're right.
Do yourself a favor.
I feel like that could be a fine storyline.
It's like an Addams Family situation.
Yes. Little it.
But they had a terrible breakup, turbulent relationship, and they absolutely hate each other.
Wow.
So they were never in a scene together. Kind of crazy. Avengers Endgame has been number one at the box office for a really long time. Its reign is finally over. Who do you think took him down?
What was it? John Wick?
Oh, yeah.
John Wick, Keanu Reeves.
Chapter 3.
He knows Kung Fu. I haven't seen this yet. I'm very much looking forward to seeing it. Will you guys see it? Anybody else interested in that?
I haven't seen the first two, so.
Me too.
I won't.
You have seen them, Kevin.
I have not. I've not seen one or two.
Lance?
Nope, not
seen any of them. I can't. I mean, if you're in, it's what you want James Bond to be. It's just an insane next level action movie. If you're into that type of thing, they tend to do a good job with these. However, Avengers Endgame, and who knows, it could roll back up the first. People are still seeing it. It's still just this weekend ranked in $29.4 million. It is now the second highest grossing movie of all time, both domestically and worldwide.
Wow.
$771 million in the U.S. That moves it ahead of $761 million that Avatar made, but it still trails what movie? Number one. $937
Titanic?
No.
Oh, another Avengers movie.
No, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Oh.
Come on, guys. Globally, Avatar made $2.788 billion. Endgame right now at $2.614 billion. Will it pass Avatar? It is possible. We'll see. Detective Pikachu, by the way, coming in third place. We have a new American Idol winner as of last night. Anybody watch anything?
I watched Katy Perry perform with Daddy Yankee. That's it.
And it was good. Is that a new song?
I don't know. I enjoyed it immensely, though.
Some guy, is it Lame Hardy or Liam Hardy?
I think it's Lane.
Oh, Lane. That makes sense.
Lane. That's the name that Ron Burgundy made, what's-his-face, have in Anchorman 2. Lame something.
He won. Congratulations to him. TV over the weekend. This is crazy. Steve Croft, the longest tenured 60 Minutes correspondent, but he is retiring. His final piece aired last night. He's 73, and he's been on the show for 30 years.
Wow. Steve Croft. That's sad that he's retired, but good for Steve Croft. Yep. Go enjoy yourself, Steve.
Other big final moments on television. The Big Bang Theory series finale drew just under 18 million viewers, which is the most for the show since the season 9 premiere in 2015. So end of an era. No more Big Bang Theory.
You're upset, I know.
I never made it through an episode. I couldn't do it, but now it's over.
Yeah, I know that everyone gets scared. I become what I can't be. Oh, do you see what I see?
Oh, it's time for celebrity birthdays. I'm going to do the duties. Jen Meyer's back tomorrow, but for now, it's me. We got some good ones and some bad ones.
And we'll let you know when that bet's going down. that she lost.
Oh, when she's going to perform the national anthem on violin.
At the Gateway Grizzlies game.
I can't wait. All right, how about this? She wishes she could turn back time, but she can't. It is her birthday today. How old is Cher?
Was she just in town recently?
Yeah, like a few weeks ago. And she still had that outfit on.
What do you mean?
That fishnet bodysuit thing. She's still rocking it and rocking it well, by the way.
She works out.
If I can turn back time.
I'm going to say 74.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
I don't think she's there yet. 73.
Nailed it.
73.
Good job.
What are you laughing at?
I don't think she's there yet. I think she's a year younger.
I'm just saying.
He was correct.
He was right. But if he made it, was a huge gap.
Courtney, you have a big crush on this guy.
Timothy Oliphant.
That's right. How old is Timothy Oliphant?
He's like one of the only people that I have a crush on in Hollywood.
You know him from Santa Clarita Diet, which was just canceled. Deadwood. Justified.
Oh, he's so great.
Bunch of other stuff.
He's been married forever, too.
Oh, is that
right? Before he was a big star, yeah.
Huh.
Timothy Oliphant is 48.
47.
45.
Guys, Oliphant is 51.
No, is he really?
Wow. Oh, see, we're the same age, too. I mean, I'm not 51 yet, but we'll be later. This year. We're born the same year, I meant.
We're going to do two more. I've never been able to pronounce his name properly, but Bronson
Pinchot.
Known as Balky from Perfect Strangers.
Oh, no.
He was in True Romance, Father, a bunch of stuff.
Beverly Hills Cop, Surge. Yeah.
How old is he?
56.
60.
I think that's it. 60.
Right. I was going to say, I think that's a good guess. So good, it was right.
I don't think he's quite there yet.
And finally, Busta Rhymes. How old is Busta Rhymes, who's celebrating a birthday today?
I have no idea.
Busta.
That's a tough one.
50.
Got his name from Chuck D from Public Enemy.
He's probably older than 50.
You think so?
I don't know, Kevin.
I was going to say 48.
56.
Busta Rhymes is 47.
No. Okay.
If like Busta Rhymes, you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday.
All right, Lance. So what is your... What's the word on today? What do you give it for a grade on the commute? Because it was a little slow this morning.
Yeah, it was, I think, you know, they talked about how a lot of people the day after the Game of Thrones finale today would be, they predicted nationwide 10 million people aren't going to go to work today. I don't know about that. And with that Blues win, it did seem a little lighter. At the heart of the rush hour, 7:30-ish, it was kind of busy, but yeah, it wasn't all that bad. Better than...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.